coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. I want to just say thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. Have a jam-packed show for you today. First segment, I'm going to be going over really three things. The first thing is the rewriting of history. The second thing is the preparation for the war that is coming to your block, your street, and perhaps even your own house. Yes, and I'm not being hyperbolic about this. And something else at the end of this first segment, going on offense, just a tremendous, to me, a tremendous delivery by Steve Bannon, who, you know, folks, I like his material. I like his stance on things. So, also, many of his guests, you know, I'm acquainted with, and he's just, you've got to hear it. You just have to hear it. So stand by on that. And then in the final hour, I've got really four guests. Well, I'll tell you what, this is a jam-packed show. Coach Dave is going to be coming on, and with Coach Dave in succession will be J.R. Harrison from Natural Family Strong. Okay, you're going to be hearing more about that. Craig Mickle from Saving God's Children. Oh, yes, because the FBI is on our tail, is on his tail. They're the Department of Justice under Biden, or Obama, I should say, is coming at us hard. Randy Lunsford also wrapping that up with Coach Dave, Liberty Action Network. So that's going to be in the second and third segments of today's show. Folks, you know, there is so much going on right now. First of all, with respect to Donald Trump, his trials. Number one in Florida, Judge Eileen Cannon has essentially sidebarred the entire trial. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. If it happens, it's not going to happen before election. Why? Because if you can believe this, folks, if any of you have been involved in the legal system, and I've been to my share of trials, testified at trials in my capacity as an investigator. If you have been involved in the legal system and you have prosecutorial misconduct as admitted. By Jack Smith. It's toast. The case is gone. Judge Eileen Cannon, during the month of June, I think the last motion that she's going to hear from the defense will be on the 20th or 21st of June. And again, this is about the documents case. The long and short of it, real quick, is NARA, the National Archives Records, sent Donald Trump essentially a pallet, about 2,000 pounds in banker's boxes of documents to Mar-a-Lago. Okay? You got it? You with me? Now think about this. They sent the documents to Mar-a-Lago. He says, okay, and puts them in a storage area. Audit. Remember the FBI audit or the audit for the files? They said, you need a better lock on the store, a different lock on the store. So he complied with that. There was no indication, none, zero indication that Donald Trump or anyone else ever touched the banker's boxes, ever opened them, ever touched any of them. And then the FBI comes in, and what do? They raid Mar-a-Lago in an unprecedented Garland/Biden/Obama piece of political lawfare. And they dump one of the boxes on the floor and put SCI, top secret SCI cover sheets, really willy-nilly like, over some of the documents. And this was done by FBI agents who had no idea, essentially, from Florida, they had no idea of the classification. Perhaps some had markings, some didn't. But the fact is, that photo, you remember the photo of the documents all over the floor with the cover sheets? Those cover sheets weren't there. The FBI put them there. The FBI that had no idea about the classification level of the documents that Donald Trump perhaps never even touched. That was a staged photo. That was a staged photo for the New York Times by the Garland Department of Justice. Biden and those FBI assets, but the leadership of the FBI and Garland, as well as Biden or Obama, because Biden's a crispy critter, planned this out to take out the political opposition. By the way, I don't believe for a second Biden is going to be the nominee after the convention in August. I think it's going to be Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom. But who cares? It doesn't matter. Okay, it's not going to be Biden, because Biden is going to perhaps have a stroke or have a heart attack or otherwise be incapacitated. But it's not going to be Biden. They cannot win with Biden, and they know it. So they're going after Trump, and they will go after Biden. Why? Because they eat their own. Don't let them write or rewrite history. And, you know, I I get emails all the time. I get all kinds of stuff all the time, comments saying, oh, yeah, Trump is just like the rest of them. Oh, yeah. Okay. Then who in the heck are you going to vote for? Who? Biden? Oh, good, good. The left or better yet, just I'm not going to vote. I'm not of this world. Yeah, you are. Man up. Let me tell you how bad things are. Let me show you this. This is cut one. This is Andrew Cuomo. You know, that COVID killer extraordinaire from New York. This is his attempt to rewrite history. This guy should be shamed, mocked, ridiculed every place he goes. He should not be able to walk down the street. We should never, ever let them forget what they did and tried to do to us, because they're going to try to do it again. And I'll tell you what, if we allow that, it's you deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. This is cut one. It's a minute 16. Here it is.
I believe if government would now say, we just made a finding that there's a new virus and everyone should do X, Y, and Z, the amount of compliance with X, Y, and Z would be much, much lower than it was at the beginning of COVID, because people do not trust the government, especially on this issue, the way they did at the beginning. And that would be a complicating factor, right? When you have people who just don't listen, because government had no capacity to enforce any of this. You must wear a mask. And people wore masks in New York. But if they said, I'm not wearing a mask, there was nothing I could do about it. You must close your private business. I won't. Well, there was nothing I could really do about it. It was really all voluntary. And it was extraordinary when you think about it, that society acted with that uniformity voluntarily, because I had no enforcement capacity. So you have a reduced trust in government.
Does that piece of shit really believe what he's saying? I have no enforcement.
You ruined people's lives. You killed people. You ruined people's lives. You sent your stormtroopers out to beat the crap out of people who weren't wearing masks. And even today, you've got numbskulls wearing masks alone in the car, walking outside, going to the beach, whatever they're doing, they're wearing masks, and their lives have been ruined by your actions.
And businesses and churches were shut down across the United States.
Exactly. They went after churches. Do not let them rewrite history. You know what, folks? You might say, well, don't yell at me. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just yelling. That's what I tell my wife. Well, I'm not yelling at you, okay? I'm just pissed off. I'm pissed off because we will allow, I guarantee you, we will allow these people to rewrite the history of what they did to us. Because why? We are a bunch of feckless, not you, the majority of people, are a bunch of cowards. You stand up. Well, I don't want to make a scene. Okay. Lose your freedom. Lose your business. Lose your livelihood. Well, if I stand up, I could lose it. You're going to lose it anyway. Yesterday, I talked about, in fact, I didn't watch Bongino's program before mine. And Bongino came back yesterday. He was out of town. He was in Nashville. But anyway, he came back and he showed the two clips, same two clips I showed yesterday. The first of Maxine Waters, the first clip of Maxine Waters, more recently, and then the second of her calling for people to be shamed, like I just did. Okay, so let's. The title of his program yesterday, because this is all about what is about to break out across the country. And if you are not mentally prepared for what's coming, then you're in a sorry state. I'm telling you right now, you better be prayed up. You better be manned up or womaned up. You better have a spine. Your mind better be in the right place and you better be prepared. Because what is coming is something I guarantee you, what is on the immediate horizon will curl the hairs, will just make your socks roll up and down. I guarantee you, nothing will compare to what is coming in modern history. If they can do to Donald Trump with respect to the documents case. Oh, and by the way, before I get to this clip, the New York case, Stormy Daniels, for the love of everything that is God's creation. Let me ask you, why wasn't a mistrial called yesterday? Did you hear about that? Stormy Daniels walked in, gets on the witness stand, and she's cracking wise, okay? She's delivering one-liners as if it was some Broadway performance. And then she goes, you know what this is all about, right? The trial in New York, because it's hard to keep track, I know. What this is all about is, well, the NDA was listed as a legal expense and it should have been listed as a campaign expense. But you got a bunch of sharks land sharks and liars and professional liars like Cohen and Avenatti and stuff involved in this. As the star prosecution witnesses, along with Stormy Daniels and such, but she gets up there and doesn't talk about the core issue. No. The prosecution leads her into a pejorative description of the events of the night in question from 2006, which had nothing to do with the issue that Donald Trump is being accused of. Nothing to do with it. And the judge allows it over the objections of Donald Trump's team. Allows it. And then finally, okay, objection. If I'm telling you, Trump cannot say that, hey, his daughter's made $93 million, you know, on all of this, and of course,
made $4 million or had a $4 million deal with Adam Schiff. Yeah, that's off limits. But boy, we can get into one night in Reno with Donald Trump, right? Or one occasion, I shouldn't say night, that Donald Trump denies, that Stormy Daniel denied. But the judge says, we're not there yet with respect to a mistrial. I'll tell you what, I saw one mistrial, okay, in my life. And the reason for the mistrial, and Mike, and the one I saw, didn't even come remotely close to what's going on in New York. This would make Stalin, Lenin, this would make their mouth water. And you're saying, well, I can't stand by Trump because X, Y, Z. Well, you know what? It's bigger than Donald Trump. It's bigger than him. It's about saving this country. And if you're not interested, then I'm not interested in talking to you. Because I've got grandkids, and I want them to grow up in some semblance of a country that I grew up in. Let's go to cut one from video two. Is the FBI watching MAGA voters? Getting back on track with respect to yesterday's program. This is just under 2 minutes here. Cut one.
The liberals always accuse you of what they're doing. They do it for a reason. It's not just to be assholes. The liberals do it because they want to distract from what's going on, and it's like throwing out bait for the media. So if the liberals are, say, training for a violent an election law, like an election loss to Trump, and they're training for violence, what do the liberals do? They'll accuse the Republicans of, like, training in the mountains for violence, even though it's the liberals doing it, because they know the media will then focus on Republicans. Now, Maxine Waters did that. So you're going to see all of my iron laws are coming true. The iron law of contradiction. The most Republicans are really Democrats, but no Democrats are really Republicans. I want you to watch this clip by crazy Maxine Waters. And everyone's asking all the wrong questions here. They're just making fun of her, which we should, of course. But I'm asking the critical question here. Has Maxine Waters gotten a briefing by, like, the FBI or the DOJ or something? Where is she getting this from? I wouldn't be so quick to dismiss this. Check this crazy stuff out.
This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department, and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, what communities they're going to attack.
Folks, yes. Okay, time out. T.O. I totally get that she's crazy. I understand. And there is a no better than 50-50 shot that she's telling the truth. But it's not a 50-50 shot I'm willing to take. The first thing I thought, as a former agent here, is did she get a briefing by someone? Because she seems to be, like, very specific about people training up in the mountains. And I thought to myself, is the Bureau watching us? Like, is there some kind of, like, West Virginia Republican group that, because they're not standard issue, like, liberal dopes, like the FBI's got people watching groups or something? You are perfectly entitled to meet in the mountains, by the sea, on the beach, wherever you'd like, and talk about politics. Folks, I think everyone's asking the wrong questions. I think this is a dipsy-do flipperoo. I think, yes, Maxine Waters is an idiot, and she's the only one who slipped. I would not be remotely surprised if she got a briefing, and other members of Congress did too, and that the Bureau or some entity under justice has got their eyeballs on MAGA people right before the election, and you shouldn't be surprised either. If this breaks in the next couple of weeks or months, just remember, Maxine Waters told you first. Everybody's asking all the wrong questions.
Everyone is asking all of the wrong questions. And that's a different take on what I was talking about yesterday. I'm rethinking now what that was really all about. By the way, I wonder how much she spends a month or a year on wigs, but that's a different topic. Cut two from the same video. equally important, and I think this really summarizes where we're at. This is cut two from video two, and it's just under 2 minutes.
The same people who are the Maxine Waters crowd, and I guarantee you someone in justice or the FBI has their eyes on the MAGA crowd right now. There is no way that was an accidental slip. They're accusing you of violence because there is going to be unprecedented violence if Donald Trump wins. And I need you to get mentally hard for it right now. Get ready. Get that brain ready to go. The same people funding this stuff, even Politico, folks, Politico, which is like Vladimir Lenin looks at Politico and he like gets ideas from them. You're not going to get any more left leaning than this. Even Politico is acknowledging that this Free Palestine stuff, that they're backed by a surprising source, Biden's biggest donors. I need to ask you a question. Folks in the chat, help me out. Why would Biden's donors be funding these Free Palestine rallies? Why would they be doing that? Because they're going to use the exact same people to cause a storm after the election if Donald Trump wins. Don't be fooled by this. Oh, yeah, look at some of these. The crazy ones, the cannibalism theory is in effect. But the organization component is there for a reason. Here, two of the organizers supporting the protests at Columbia and on other campuses are Jewish Voices for Peace and If Not Now. Both are supported by the Tides Foundation. You're like, Tides Foundation? Isn't that a George Soros op? Yes, which is seeded by Democratic mega donor George Soros and was previously supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Jewish Voice for, right, Jewish Voice for Peace. Like, Jewish Voice for Peace, kill the Jews. It's not a Jewish Voice for Peace. This is all a scam. Folks, the whole thing is a scam.
The whole thing is a scam. You're exactly right. what he said in the beginning, too, you better be prepared. I'm telling you, I'm echoing that. You better be prepared. And you know, I look back in history again. You remember the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court under Earl Warren back in the 50s. Earl Warren as a Chief Justice. What did he do, by the way, in this country? Know your history, because it's repeating itself. If the left had its desire, its way, this would happen today. Earl Warren, by the way, oversaw 8 cases involving communism. The Warren SCOTUS supported communism 5 different times, then supported the communist position in 62 additional cases from 1956 to 1958. In fact, the SCOTUS from 56 to 58 decided 52 cases, or I'm sorry, yeah, 52 cases regarding communism, ruled 41 cases in support of communism and 11 against. Now, many were along party lines with a 5-4 decision, with Warren the deciding factor. And, of course, Warren was the father of the Warren Commission, the JFK assassination. You know that. Just like, for example, the, I couldn't compare it to the 9/11 Commission, but that's a little bit different, quite a bit different in terms of structure of the commission itself. But understand history, where we've been and where we're going. Last video right now, this is Steve Bannon from yesterday. This, I believe, summarizes everything I've been trying to say and have been saying in this segment. This is video 3. If you go to HagmanPI.com, you can watch the entire segment. This is about a 3-minute clip from video from that segment from episode 3591 of Steve Bannon. And again, this is right before Cash Patel came on, and here it is, cut 3.
Mr. Speaker, I rise to alert this House of the actions of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which seem to be vindicating the claim made by Peter Navarro that he is being held as a political prisoner. I've been trying for 5 weeks to be able to interview Mr. Navarro, and there are provisions that ought to allow this, and I was informed directly by Director Peters, who runs the Bureau, that request would be denied. And the reason it's being denied is because Peter Navarro is too notorious to be interviewed by a member of Congress. John Gotti was interviewed when he was in prison. The QAnon shaman was interviewed in prison. Director Peters herself brought NBC News through prisons to showcase the work of corrections that's being done. So I think there is something else afoot here. Mr. Navarro, I'm being told, is not being allowed to access his attorney, and it is because it is shameful what has been done to Peter Navarro based on a sham January 6th committee and a sham indictment and a sham conviction that we ought to work to remediate immediately upon President Trump's rightful and righteous return to office. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The only thing I disagree with, we're tired of waiting. There's no more waiting. We're going to put everything on Trump's shoulders? Does Trump have to be Atlas? Does he have to do everything? Can't somebody else step up and take the burden off President Trump? No, today. Why is Colette Peters not in front of a committee today? Why are we not demanding her resignation today? Why are we not making her get up there in front of the nation and say why she will not let Gates and others go see Peter Navarro and why he can't see his lawyer and why is he too notorious? Today, today, today. Johnson, in your fecklessness and your weakness, why are you not calling Jim Jordan immediately to formally start an investigation into the vast criminal conspiracy against President Trump and all his followers, the MAGA movement? Why? 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 The Democrats are doing it from Arizona to Michigan to Florida to a courtroom in New York City. Why are we so weak? You're weak because you're gutless. If the history of this movement shows us anything, if 2016 shows us anything, of the great comeback of President Trump from the doldrums in Mar-a-Lago of January of 2021, what does history show us? Go on offense, go on offense, go on offense. The only way to beat these people is to take them on. They don't believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in the Constitution. They do not believe in the United States of America. Look at the scum they have on these college campuses and the faculty that have this revolt going on, the beginning of the kinetic part of the Third World War in the United States of America. It's go on offense. And by the way, call the vote and call the vote today. We got to expose Johnson as being a lackey of the Democrats.
There you go. You want offense? I'll tell you what. When I was in Wisconsin, I watched a man I've got the utmost respect for really take the offensive position, a football coach, very well versed in offense. The hell with defense. We're done with defense. Now we must go on offense. If we are to win, it's up to us. You're not going to win by sitting back and licking your wounds. Lord knows. Many people will. Many people just, what can I do? I really can't do anything. Get off your backside and get out there and get in the fight. One man in the fight is a man I admire, I respect, and frankly, I love as a brother, and that's Coach Dave Dobmeier, America's Coach, CoachDaveLive.com. That's his website. Coach, thank you so much for joining me.
Derek, you're going to get me working out here, man. You keep talking like that. I got my battle gear on today, brother, because, yeah. You know, I do a morning podcast, and Doug, that's exactly what I spoke about today. Huh? It's like sitting around having the Republicans count on the Republicans to do something. It's like somebody else impregnating your wife. What are we waiting on, right? It was General Flynn said what? He said local action, national impact. And I'm honored to be on here with you, Doug, because we're going to feature some guys who are actually doing local things that are going to have national impact. And boy, I've listened to Steve Bannon there. My goodness, that's what it's all about. And folks, old football players out there, old football fans out there, you can have the best defense in the world and you'll get a 0-0 tie. You will never win if all you do is play defense. And one of the things that I've been trying to do, Doug, for the 20-some years that we've been doing what we do here at Coach Dave Live, Past the Salt Ministries, is I've been trying to get the pastors off of their asses, pardon my French.
That's all right.
Get engaged. Go take back territory. Jesus said, occupy till I come. He said, go into all the world, teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus is not sitting in his chair with his feet feet propped up, drinking a Coke and watching what's going on. He's sitting there, bought a ticket. He's watching us play down here. And he's saying, dudes, get involved here. Will you stand up and fight? Now's the time to fight. So, Doug, you hit a chord with me, brother. That's why I got my camo hat on today and my traditional natural family shirt on here. Let's go to war.
I love that shirt, by the way.
And Doug, listen, we can't count on those Republicans. I'm sorry.
No,
we can't. How long are we going to be stupid enough to sit around and think that those guys are going to deliver the mail for us when they? Well, I applauded when we got Mike Johnson in. I thought, oh, yes, this is an act of God. And he turned into a, dare I say it, an evangelifish. I don't know if I've ever seen anything happen like what's happening in Congress now. So the enemy is not the Democrats, folks. The enemy's our own team, those of your own household, these Republicans who will not do anything. That's why I want to encourage the folks today. And again, I thank you for the opportunity to show you out there some local things that we've got guys from Coach Dave Live all across America doing stuff, making an impact locally.
You know, that's why I asked you to come on, because I knew the trajectory of today's show. I knew what I wanted to say. But I couldn't leave. I had to bring someone on like you, of course, because you are a doer. You're a man of action. You are having an impact throughout the Christian and conservative community. And folks, listen to Coach Dave. Follow him. By the way, CoachDaveLive.com. Make sure you bookmark that website and go there and take part in his huddles. Okay, the morning meetings, but please, the interactive live sessions, the interactive live huddles. There it is, right there on your screen. Take part in this. You can do this because no one is coming to save us. It's up to us. And Coach Dave is a natural born leader. I love the guy. He's been through hell and back. Coach, I learned a couple of things that I didn't know previously about you. And I have so much respect. When we were in Wisconsin, I have so much respect for you. So thank you, because you are providing solutions that everyone can be involved. So,
amen.
You know,
Doug, if I can real quickly.
Yeah, go.
Here's one of the things that's killing us. And I come at it from a Christian perspective. We're in the mess we're in because the church has permitted it, our pastors, our leadership. Right. And one of the things that I started to do when I started Coach Dave Live about 7 years ago, I think it was long, maybe even longer than that. But I said, look, there's got to be players sitting in the pews. I was a football coach, Doug. Not everybody playing's on the field. Some of them are sitting back here. They don't know. They don't have the confidence to play. They don't have the training to play, but they know something's wrong. And they think, man, I think I can fix that thing. And so all we've done at Coach Dave Live is we come on every morning and we talk about the same type of things that you guys talk about here at the Hagman Report. And I say, okay, who can handle this? And some guy stands up and says, hey, listen, I want to do something about the family. The family's screwed up. And then another guy stands up and says, you know, our courts are screwed up. I got an idea how we can take back our courts. And then another guy stands up and says, you know what? I'm tired of this child trafficking and what they're doing to kids. And I said, dudes, go at it. And all we do, Doug, is give them a platform. And these guys are born leaders and they jump up and they're running with the ball. And I'm going to bring three of these guys on today who are just guys just like me. They're just guys. And they said, I'm sick of it. This bothers me. And I think I can make a difference. And Doug, I'm telling you, we're winning battles all across America. And I want to encourage people out there, quit waiting on Jim Jordan. Quit waiting on all these guys in Washington, D.C. They ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it. So, baby, pick up the ball and run with it. And that's what we're all about here, Doug.
You know, of all the people I know in the broadcast podcast industry, you, I believe, are the only one that is actually doing things. Who's doing things?
Getting others to do things, Doug. I'm only one guy, right? I can only do whatever I have in the course of the day to do. But if I got 10 guys who are doing things, I can give them a platform. I can encourage them. I can send them funding. I can say, go for it. Because the last thing we need is a football team that the coach carries the ball, punts the ball, passes the ball, catches the ball, holds the ball. The coach does everything. And that's what my coaching experience has taught me. Find the players and get them the friggin' ball.
Amen, brother. All right, we have, for the first one, we have J.R. Harrison. Actually, he's a man from Ohio. The website, let me just make sure I can read that, naturalfamilystrong.com. I'm going to turn it over to you, Coach. By the way, our broadcasting software only allows, at the moment, two on screen, whether it's an image or a person. So I'm going to let you, if this is okay with you, I'm going to let you superintend handle the interview, okay?
Okay. Sure, I'll be glad to. And I told these guys, Doug, I'm going to give them each 15 minutes. J.R. Harrison, Jim Harrison, has been a buddy of mine. I started doing terrestrial radio way back after I got sued by the ACLU and locally in Columbus, Ohio, regular radio. And J.R., I got to know Jim then, and he came back, and he came to some of the broadcasts with me, and he'd sit in and amen me and all that stuff. And, boy, he got this bug inside of him about the family. He said, listen, if we don't fix the family, it isn't going to be anything that we're going to fix. So he started what is the Natural Family Foundation. Hang on, I'm going to take you somewhere today, folks. And JR has this unbelievable plan, idea that is spreading like wildfire across America. How about this, friends? Natural Family Month. You've heard of Gay Pride Month and Transgender Month and all these months. And JR says, hey, why don't we have a Natural Family Month from Mother's Day to Father's Day and feature the aspects and honor the aspects of the natural family. Hey, folks, this is a play that can be run. This is, and you know what? Where JR's, he's coming in here. You know where he's running into problem, Doug? Well, he can't get those politicians. They're afraid of the homos. They're afraid of the gay rights groups. And so what is so wrong when most people that you run into are, in fact, members of the natural family? Huh? Most of them are. And we can't even get our own day to celebrate the natural to celebrate the natural family. So, JR, come on in, brother, and do some explain it exactly what's going on here. Because, folks, this is a movement launched out of Columbus, Ohio, that is going to spread across America. And we are going to see, by the grace of God, Natural Family Month celebrating regular mom and pop families. Come on in, JR.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. And you'd mentioned the most resistance we get is from the sexually woke crowd. You know what we're talking about there. Public servants, what you mentioned before. And last but not least is church leadership.
Hmm.
That's where we get the most resistance, and not necessarily in that order, unfortunately.
What are you asking, JR? What are you asking in the Natural Family Month? What are these horrible, racist, bigoted demands that you're asking our leaders to endorse?
Proclaim the truth is what we're asking them to do. The natural family, and that's purposeful. Natural is self-defining. You can say traditional. You can say nuclear. You can say modern. God help you there. But natural family is self-defining. Traditional changes over time. Nuclear, Encyclopedia Britannica is already changing that to include homosexual marriage, but this is natural, and it is a standard that we have kept for so many years, and now we've gotten off that standard. And guess what? Take a look in New York City or in Washington D.C. and Cornell. Look at the colleges. Look what's going on there. And the first thing I ask myself, Coach, when I see all that going on, is where are the parents? And we have, in terms of the natural family, it's a three-legged stool. You've got the structure, which is God, Jesus Christ, man, woman, children. That is a vertical relationship. You have the place that the family takes in society, and that should be at the head of the table instead of that little card table on Thanksgiving. Okay, we're at the back end of this, and then you have the content, and this is critical. It's one biologically born man, one biologically born. We have to say that now, right?
Yes.
Woman in a lifelong committed monogamous relationship with their children, biological and in some cases adopted. And that's okay. But the key is to understand that this is the foundation. When God created the heavens and earth and everything in it, he created the first institution for the benefit of the man, which was the family. That wasn't by accident. It wasn't a flip of a coin. It was purposeful. We have a father in heaven. If we don't have families, what does that mean to you? You have brothers and sisters in Christ. What does that mean to you if you don't have a family? The family is critical. And keeping it where it belongs, the one man, the one woman, and the order. Children learn discipline where? In the family. If there's no leader in the family, and boy, men, we have really blown it, Coach. We have really blown it.
So JR, look, what you're asking to do, what your organization is spearheading, is that people would go to their local city councils, local schools, whatever, yep. and declare Natural Family Month, a celebration of the natural family. Boy, JR, they're standing in line to do that, aren't they, brother?
You know, just asking is going to tell you an awful lot about your public officials. And it's also going to tell you an awful lot about your church. It really, I mean, it's a litmus test for them. And it's just absolutely incredible. And man, Mrs. BJ is getting on me, so I have to mention this. The Natural Family Foundation, naturalfamilystrong.com, is a website where you can get information. We have a Saturday morning program, lastcallradio.live, and that's where you get your work instructions. Okay, we have doers on that program like you do on your program, Coach, and we feature them every week. This week we've got Stephanie Mann, and we've had yourself on there, and we've had Craig, and we've had Mel. We've had folks that are out in the game doing, and it's just lastcallradio.live. I have to say that because if I don't, my wife will just she'll get on me.
Okay.
No, I don't say
so, JR,
enough.
Explain a little bit, JR, how Ray LeBlanc, and you mentioned Rob Pugh, how they've grabbed the ball up there in Wisconsin. And what do they have going on up there? Again, folks, remember, nothing more. How could this be bigoted? The celebration of the natural family. Month-long celebration. One, grandparents are celebrated. Children are celebrated. Mothers are celebrated. Fathers are celebrated. Who would be against that? But they are against it. But what are Ray and Rob doing in Wisconsin?
Extended family is part of that too, which it yes. is the most inclusive celebration you could ever have because it leaves nobody out. What they're doing in Wisconsin is incredible. They're having a day-long festival, and part of that festival is they're going to have a lemonade stand. To just give an example of how healthy this is, they're going to have a lemonade stand, and they're going to have kids. And they're going to have half hour shifts, and whatever money the kids make selling lemonade, they get to keep. They're going to be building a house. They're going to have a story time hour. No.
Not that kind of
with grandparents. Okay. Love your shirt, by the way.
Thank you. So celebration of the natural family, right?
Absolutely.
Grandmas and grandpa. Hey, yep. JR, you guys aren't there because you're against the homos. You're against you're not against anything. You're just celebrating. Hey, friends, isn't it time the majority was once again honored and celebrated? That's really all we're doing. Why is every deviant minority group granted a platform? And JR, we're finding out that local governments are afraid to endorse that. Why is that, JR? Why wouldn't the local city council president say, absolutely, Natural Family Month, we're going to celebrate that here in Hebron, Ohio? What's the resistance, JR?
Well, because we as Christians haven't used the power that we've been given. We've just sat back and kind of let this happen and looked the other way. By the way, the natural family is an evidence-based best practice. That's what we're promoting, a best practice. When you get on an airplane, you want to hope that they have a best practice as versus featuring, well, exceptions to the rules or when you go get food. So, yeah, we just have not, as Christians, done what we're supposed to be doing. And we think we need to be nice. We don't want to upset anybody. We don't want to offend anybody other than the family and likewise. But just leave it alone. Don't upset anybody.
JR, do you think it would be safe to say that maybe, I'm just guessing now, maybe half of the people sitting in a classroom, just half, 50%, 5 out of 10, 15 out of 30, half of them maybe are from a traditional family? Not traditional, I'm sorry, natural family? I would say it's probably higher than that, isn't it, JR?
I'm not sure anymore, Coach.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We have a 50% divorce rate.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have...
A divorced child still part of a natural family, though, right?
Yeah, they are. But again, the natural family is the biological mother and father. When you break that up in the divorce, now the child has maybe two sets of parents. And look at, we are, by nature, we need one male father, one female mother. That is instilled in us. That's part of the software package that we're given at birth.
So the JR, the website is naturalfamilystrong.com.
Naturalfamilystrong.
Hey, folks, listen, you can order signs. You see the sign over JR's left shoulder up there, the celebrating our American tradition, Natural Family Strong. And we're trying to find one town that's going to declare it Natural Family Month. And then we're going to be off and running. You can go to JR's website. His name's Jim, but we call him JR, but he's got a cross hat on there. We've known each other. He's from Columbus, Ohio, right? And you can order these signs. You can put those signs out in your yard. Let's start our own Natural Family Month now. Let's do it now. We don't need anybody to proclaim it. So they has the signs. A lot of things that can be done, a lot of tools available. So JR, I'm going to shut up for a minute. I'm going to allow Doug to come back into his own show and see what questions he might have for you. Thank you, Doug, for the chance to talk to him.
Coach, fantastic. And JR, when I first heard this, I thought, what a fantastic idea. And I call upon all of the listeners and viewers of this platform. JR, tell us where to go again to get more information and to take part in this initiative. Go ahead.
Go to naturalfamilystrong.com and you'll see a lot of lists. This would really help. There's a promise on the top banner. Please, if you don't do anything else, go to that promise, take a look at it, and sign it. Please, that'll really, really help. Secondly, go to Natural Family Month. And there's a proclamation there that you can give to your mayor. And the mayor doesn't need the approval of city council. They can sign that and send it out on their own, which they've been doing with the LGBT community. You can get the signs on there. There's the proclamation I just mentioned. Just take a look at the Natural Family Month. And the instructions are there. If you have questions, there's a telephone number on the contact, and you can also email me, but be patient because I've been getting a few calls and a few emails.
So
naturalfamilystrong.com.
I'm sorry, Doug. I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead.
I'm thinking. I forget. Anyway, hey, folks, listen, Rome wasn't built in a day. We're not all of a sudden going to get every city in America to declare it Natural Family Month. That's not going to happen. But we can begin right now to make it a tradition right where we live. How about going to your pastor and getting your pastor to promote Natural Family Month all during from Mother's Day to Father's Day? See, these battles we can win, folks, at the grassroots. General Flynn said what? Local action, national impact. If we begin to do this year and continue to push it and push it, who knows if not in 1 year, 2 years, maybe 3 years, this will become a national holiday, national Natural Family Month. JR, just a couple minutes left here, and then we're going to move on. JR, you're just a dude. You're just a retired dude living in Columbus, Ohio. Said the family's destructive. In fact, if you have more time for the testimony, you say you lived in a destructive family. And if we don't get the family right, we ain't going to get nothing right.
Amen. And Coach, I came from a very rugged upbringing family. And I saw all the darkness, all the gloom and doom. And I lived my life that way for way too long. And then at one point in my life, which I'm doing now, I decided to light a candle. Instead of complaining, try lighting a candle. And you're going to be surprised how much a difference that is going to make. Not necessarily in somebody else's life, which it will, but in your own life. It also teaches you a lot about yourself and also about your creator. That's the greatest event that I've had happen out of all this, learning about myself and learning about my creator by doing. And it's not easy, but it's worthwhile.
JR, if we want our children to have natural families, then we ought to be emphasizing it, right? That this thing actually works. Folks, why do you think they wanted to give us Gay Pride Month? Because they wanted to make gay pride normal. Well, let's make the natural family normal again. Doug, I'm going to kick it back to you for any last comments with JR, and then we got another. Folks, these are just local actions that people are just doing through Coach Dave Live. I'm not taking credit for it, but that's the platform that we're operating on. And so JR has access to all the people that engage with us, and this thing is, who would have ever thought that out of Columbus, Ohio, a little old podunk thing that J.R. Harrison starts, that in Wisconsin, they'd be having Natural Family Week. It's unbelievable. We can make a difference. Come on in, Doug.
Thanks, Coach. And JR, you are an American treasure. I do believe. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Folks, listen to what JR said and Coach said. Go to the website, again, HagmanPI.com. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Sign the promise and give the proclamation to your local leaders and take part in a Natural Family Month. I mean, it's as simple as that. Between Mother's Day and Father's Day, roughly a month, there it is. I mean, it's that simple, but it's extremely important because we need to take back our culture. And of course, politics is downstream from culture, as Breitbart said, and we're witnessing that. And we're witnessing culture rot in America, and this is a way to fight it. Thank you, JR. Appreciate you. And I'll tell you what, we are 100% behind you, this platform is, and you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you, sir. All right. I appreciate it.
Natural Family Strong, folks. Go there. Sign that pledge. Help JR with it. God bless you, JR. Appreciate you giving us some time here today.
Wonderful. Coach, you're doing so. I just have to say this. You are making such a difference. I appreciate you so much. And folks, please support Coach Dave Dobmeier, because his stewardship with the support is so... is so on the money. I mean,
Doug, if I can interrupt again, please. I appreciate you supporting me. Just 3 weeks ago, Doug, we had horrible tornadoes here in Ohio.
Yep.
And we just said, who's going to help these people? Well, we rallied up a bunch of guys. We spent 4 or 5 days out there helping clean up, do all that kind of stuff. And just in 2 weeks, we're going to go back and help rebuild a home for a guy that's out there. That's the kind of stuff that we do. And here's what we find out, Doug. When we help guys, men in particular, get involved with their faith, when they get down and dirty with their faith of actually living it out, it changes them forever, Doug. And that's really what we try to do here at Coach Dave Live, is get people involved making a difference locally. When a guy goes for the first time and stands up at the school board meeting and speaks out publicly about what he feels, he walks away from there pounding his chest because something happens inside of him, Doug. And that's what we try to encourage people to do.
Amen, brother. I'll tell you what, you've made a difference in so much. And you've done so much that most people will never find out about that man, Coach Dave Dobmeier, and the people around him, people he's got in his inner circle, just fantastic individuals, salt of the earth. Hey, pass the salt. But CoachDaveLive.com. Okay, we got Craig.
Just do my job, Doug. Just do my job. I'm a coach, brother. You called me America's coach, and I wear that proudly, brother. I do.
And you are. Because without you, I don't think I know a lot of
we're
things.
We're getting a lot done.
All right.
So the next guy got here, Craig Mickle, he's a fireman, right? He's a fireman. Well, we connected with Craig Mickle where? Coach Dave Live. And Craig is one of those guys. He was a bench sitter. He loved the Lord. He saw what was going on, but he didn't have, his pastor never asked him to do anything, maybe to be an usher, maybe to park some cars in a parking lot. But pastor never looked at him and said, gee, man, I wonder if we could use Craig. And that was my job as a coach, to find the players. Say, oh, you look like a tight end. You look like a tackle. You look like you might be a wide receiver. Did they ever do that for you in church? Did your pastor ever look down at you and say, hey, I bet you you'd be really good at this, right? No, because they want you to come and support them and what they're doing. And as a result, the job of the pastor is to train, equip, and mobilize the saints for the work of the ministry. So Craig Mickle had this thing burning in his heart that he wanted to get involved. And he really, you talk about a dude that's grabbed something and run, man, oh man. I don't know if you guys can see this or not. Little keychains with little feet on the bottom of them and a little lanyard. And what this? These little keychains, every place you put your foot, they're given into you as an inheritance, and only be strong and very courageous. And in the middle of it is a little foot. So everywhere you're in your car, you're reminded of those kids are being child trafficking and that we got to do something about it. Well, Craig Mickle has launched SavingGodsChildren.com. He's just a fireman in someplace in Maryland. And he's got this thing. Craig, God bless you, man. Come on in and explain this a little bit to us here.
Well, Doug knows me. I'm part of his Patreon group, and I'm grateful. Both of you men have played major roles in my life, and I thank both of you for it. But, you know, I know this is near and dear to Doug's heart. You know, child sex trafficking, if you don't take care of your elderly and you don't take care of your young, you really don't have a lot of ground to stand on. And the thing is people really don't understand how bad it is. People don't understand locally how bad this is. And that was my thing. After watching The Sound of Freedom, God just kind of put on my heart. It's like, okay, well, where do you go? So I started getting on the internet and I said, wow, there's this people, there's that people. It's kind of like the story of Elijah. You know, he gets out of Mount Carmel. He's like, I'm the only one left. And God says there's 7,000. And I said, okay, Lord, there's 7,000 people out here doing child sex trafficking. How can I be a conduit to that? And that's what I did. I went around and I got the best of what I thought people were doing. And I put it in savinggodschildren.com. But I added a component that I think is extremely missing that's valuable. It's the spiritual warfare training component of it. And so I did that. And then I also put this thing about getting involved. People need to see what people are doing that's effective. So I have three pillars: awareness and training. That's one pillar. Spiritual warfare. That's one pillar. Getting involved. And I post things that I'm doing as a means to encourage people what they can do. And it doesn't take tons of money.
And Craig, we know this, right? Jesus said it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the deepest part of the ocean than to mislead one of these little ones that believe in me. And Craig, the reality of it is you live out there near Hagerstown, and that's not that far from D.C., folks. And the 70, Route 70 runs out through there and all that, those people north and south traffic. Craig, they're trafficking children right where you live, and you know this, and you're thinking somebody's got to do something about it. I guess I'm the guy.
That's right. And Washington County is actually the highest per capita county in all of Maryland of human sex trafficking. If you can go back to the website, I want to show you something that we're doing pretty unique here that I'm not sure anyone else has it. If you go to the website and you go down to the very bottom, you'll see under getting involved there, I have a link. I bought this trailer, Coach. I bought a 7x14 trailer. It's black, right? And it's the human awareness checks. Child sex trafficking awareness trailer. So I'm getting this thing wrapped with my signage, and I'm going to be able to take this to public events. In other words, when we have the fair, we're going to get that trailer out there, and guess what? We're going to have a presence. We're going to have something that looks sharp. It's going to catch people's attention, and we're going to be on the front lines, boots on the ground, telling people what's going on here locally. I've got different churches. The Lord's opened the door. God has opened the door for me. I am just walking through the door, all right? And we are doing some tremendous things that no one else, I think, is really, really doing. And I'm just posting it on there for others to get involved in.
Mr. Producer, could you throw up his website there? So there may be some things, Craig, that you could. I think I sent it to you. I think, Eric, I did. But Craig, let me bounce back a little bit real quickly if we can, because this was partially your idea, these little feet that people would be, because, folks, prayer matters, right? So you're driving down your car in the road in your car, and every time you see your keychain, you think about those little children, and you pray for the little children that the ones that are doing it will catch them, the ones that are trapped in it will be rescued from it. And so these things are available as well, aren't they, Craig? And by buying one of these little keychains for $5 or whatever it is, I don't know what it is, you support the efforts that Craig's trying to do, and you spread the message to others. And so, again, folks, Washington, D.C., they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. So we can sit around and say, well, those daggone Republicans or those daggone Democrats, or you can do what Craig Mickle's done, said, I'm going to get involved, because someday I'm going to have to face the Lord and give an account for what I did about this. And that's what motivated you to do it, wasn't it, Craig?
Absolutely. And I actually encourage you to hang them off your mirror, your rearview mirror, so they're dangling in front of you, right? Because we're good starters, but we ain't good finishers, Coach. And this is a war. It's not a battle, okay? Battles win and they're over with. This is something that you're going to have to hit the streets every day about and use every opportunity. But if you go back to that website there, there's a 59-second clip, and it's this trailer. And this is a committee. We meet once a month here in Hagerstown, and this committee has about 50 people, and some come in, some months and not. But if you can do that, I think it's just very, very powerful.
All right. We are trying to do that. In the meantime, I don't want to overload you. True story. Yesterday, I took this off my key fob just for this segment. I had to run to the grocery store, and I had this on my key fob, and the cashier looked at it and said, "What's that?" And that started a conversation. There was nobody behind me, by the way, but that started a conversation. And I think this is a great way to start conversations like that. So, so thank you for that. And folks,
saving God's children. These little things are really effective. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Do we have it? The clip. Okay, Craig, can you tell us, direct us to that clip?
It's at the very bottom of the website, and you'll see there's me standing in front of the trailer, and you click on it, and then there's a 59-second little clip. Or you can just show the pictures of the trailer. I can explain it to you. Okay. But let me just show you something here. So I got this thing a month ago, and I said, in 6 weeks, we're going to get this thing on the road. So I'm going to try to show you this here. This is what we're getting the trailer wrapped in. It's a black trailer, and what's it do? It has our message on it, but it says what? It's wrapped with scripture. Don't be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Now, when you go and you see these fancy, you know, advertising things, you see the Johnny the plumber. He's sitting on the back of his truck, right? And he's sitting over a toilet. This is what you're going to look at as I'm driving through Hagerstown at the very back of that trailer. You're going to see that girl with her eyes looking at you. And you're going to sit there and you're going to see, if you look down here under you, it might be kind of hard. That's a hand pointing to you. You hold the key to stopping child sex trafficking. We have to do this amongst ourselves. It's not going to be the police department. It's not going to be the government. It's going to be the people. Part of it's spiritual, and the other part of it's boots on the ground.
We do have that clip for you ready to go. So we okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, here we go.
Hey, it's Craig from Saving God's Children. I'm here with our Freedom Group here in Washington County. We meet once a month to come up with ideas of awareness. We got a walk that we're going to be putting on with A21 in this October. And guess what? This is our human trafficking awareness trailer. And what we're going to do is we're going to have this thing wrapped with Saving God's Children signage. And inside, we're going to be putting all kinds of information in a TV that talks about victims, that they can actually bring their stories to people. And we're going to be able to set this up in parking lots and events around this area with volunteers who have a heart for the Lord and have a heart to put an end to human and child sex trafficking here in Washington County. So I just want to give a great handout to the group, the commitment that they have here. Thank them for showing up. And this thing's going to be out and about here in hopefully 6 weeks or less. God bless, Craig, from Saving God's Children.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen. Hey, by the way, men do get involved with this, okay? Men do get involved because, folks, it's the job of a man to protect children, isn't it? It's not just women.
Well, what's neat about here, you might not be able to read it. Let me read what it says. On the very back of my trailer says, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. So what's neat about it is people are going to walk inside. I'm going to have pictures of missing kids locally. All right. I'm going to have brochures about sextortion. You know, even maybe have Lynn Frederick's book, pornography, this type of thing. This is the resource. I've already got permission from the Hagerstown Speedway. I can set up at the entrance gate where 1,500 people go to races. I'm going to the county fair where thousands of people go to. We're going to have this thing and we are going to make an impact. Mm-hmm. And I hope I encourage someone. You know, you can get an old trailer for a couple thousand and get it wrapped for maybe 1,500, and you can do this right in your own local community.
Craig, what's that website? What's that website?
SavingGodsChildren.com.
SavingGodsChildren.com. You know, Doug, this is what makes me smile, really, right? You call me America's coach. How can you not get a guy like this in the game? What? You put a guy like this in the game, you look good, don't you? It's not about me looking good, but how many Craig Mickles are there all across the metal, all across America, waiting for somebody to put him in the game?
Amen. And Craig, I want to thank you for what you do. You know, we are heavily involved in combating, investigating, identifying, exposing, combating human and child sex trafficking, two different categories, I should say. But the fact is, right now, it's never been more prevalent than it is today. So we need to fight against it. People like you, we appreciate all that you do. And
What kind of country doesn't protect its children?
I'm going to have a space on the outside of that trailer, Doug, for veterans, for child rescue, and I'm going to be handing their literature out, too. It's not about saving God's children. It's about getting the doers and the hearers together.
Awesome. Amen. Amen. Craig, I want to thank you so much. I know that you, you're a supporter of this broadcast and a good friend, and I appreciate all you do. Folks, make sure you support and get involved with SavingGodsChildren.com, the website. The link to the website will be at HagmanPI.com, as well as CoachDaveLive.com, the link to his website, and NaturalFamilyStrong.com. Coach, I'm going to flip back to you. I do believe that shortly we'll have.
This is amazing. Isn't this amazing? Hey, thanks, Craig. Thanks for all you do, brother. This is amazing, isn't it? Because listen, how long has Craig Mickle been in church waiting for somebody to put him in a game? This isn't hard, man. This isn't hard. But if we're going to wait for our pastors don't even know there's a game going on, for heaven's sakes, right? So those of us who are awake, we have got to get actively involved. And you'll be surprised how many people you're going to find around you that get it. Now, this last one, man, this one is really good. In fact, Eric, I sent you a little video that maybe you can get that. I think, let me give my glasses on here, give away my old age here. Yeah, there's a little video I put there. I think I sent it, didn't I?
Yeah.
Randy's video. Yeah, it says Randy's video.
Now,
listen, folks, the guy we're going to bring in now, Randy Lunsford, is a concrete contractor. He's not some big podunk. He's a contractor. He pours concrete, has a very successful business. But Randy he was one of those guys sitting out there in his concrete truck saying, man, oh man, isn't somebody going to do something? And all of a sudden we connected, gave him a vision, and Randy, my goodness, folks, what Randy has done. And here, I'm going to explain this real quick. We're going to show this video. Doug, here's what Joshua 1 says. Every place you set your foot, we've given unto you as an inheritance. Only be strong, very courageous, be not afraid. Randy came up with the idea of going and staking, prayer walking, and actually driving stakes into the ground of municipal buildings, Congress. In fact, Doug, last November, Randy put together a group. We staked all 12 federal courthouses in America on the same day at the same time. We had 12 different groups, men of about maybe four men in a group, maybe five groups. But we went from California to Maryland to Louisiana to that state up north, Michigan, all 12 federal district courts. We went and staked them. So I'm going to show a video real quickly of what it is Randy does. And then I'm going to have Randy come in and explain the vision and how the whole thing works. So go ahead and play that, Eric, if you would.
Mighty men and women of God, are you tired of the unrighteousness and injustices going on everywhere? Are you ready to use your authority and fight? The Bible says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Pulling down strongholds and every high thing is exactly what this small group in Oklahoma is doing at all 77 county courthouses. Oklahoman Randy Lunsford of Nowata is leading the charge. God's boots on the ground mission at each courthouse, anointing stones to cry out, prophetic prayer, declaring and decreeing 17 prophetic decrees, spiritual warfare, Jericho March, and sounding the shofar. If you understand your authority and how God's law governs his creation, please help and get in the game. You too can do something like this in your county. Local actions produce national impacts. Click below for more info.
Hey, there's Coach Dave and his beautiful wife. How about that? Go ahead, Doug. You go ahead and spend some time here with Randy. This is, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, as the Luciferians tell us, as above, so below, right? So the dark side understands spiritual authority and claiming territory. The Lord told us to go take it back, and Randy's come up with this unbelievable vision. So take it away there, Doug. Well, go ahead and bring Randy in.
All right, let's bring Randy in, the Liberty Action Network. It's folks, you go to HagmanPI.com and click on the link or go directly to the Liberty Action Network. Randy Lunsford, thanks for joining us, and appreciate you. Appreciate all you do.
Glad to be here, Doug. Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on, Randy. Explain it to him, man. What do you do here, brother?
You know, Doug, you was part of this really when I started getting it. Coach, when we went to Hillary's Gate back in 2019, I began to connect. Look, I've been in this thing my whole life, too. But, you know, I've always just thought, oh, just pray. God will take care of everything. That's not how it works, Doug. God, we're finally understanding he needs people that will put his boots on and go stand and displace darkness. He doesn't need a bunch of people who will just go to a building and look good. He needs a team on the ground, in the field. Well, I found Coach Long, and we, you know, it wasn't long. We went up to Hillary's. You was there, Doug. You remember it.
But I do.
God gives me things. I don't know why, but prophetic things. He gives me dreams and vision and things, and I write them. And a lot of it's on paper, and I can't even – it's on the shelf. I can't even get it out. It's not time. But so what happened with this – we learned that by going to that darkness and speaking on over it, when we went to Hillary's Gate and we went there, you remember, Doug, but I remember the day before that, I went up there and I stood at that gate and I spoke something prophetic that I just said, hey, I'm just a nobody. But he said, no, you go do it. Well, I did. And I'm telling you, something started rolling in motion in the spiritual. And that's what we're doing now. We're doing the same thing. We're learning, Doug. We're learning by doing, by action. You know, Georgia Guidestones are gone. What happened? Somebody went down there and did something. Wonder who it was. Were they just lucky? Was it coincidence? No. No. We're speaking the word of God, his word, not our agenda, but it's his word. It comes out of Coach may get it walking down his steps to the show every morning. Doug, you may get it driving down the road in your car, but when we hear, we have an ear to hear, the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we have to be obedient and forget what people are going to say. Oh, they might laugh at you. That sounds kind of spiritual. So what? I'm tired of the darkness. This is how we're going to get rid of it. Yeah, we need people going to the school boards. We need to do all these things we're doing. JR and Craig, awesome men. But we need someone that will go speak what God's saying. Hey, this is what I'm doing. Will somebody get on board with this? And what we put together, Coach, last September on Constitution Day, we did something and it was national. It was simultaneous, Doug. It was 48 of us. And you know most of the people probably that went. But we went to all 12 U.S. Courts of Appeal. And it was from 10 o'clock Eastern to 7 o'clock Pacific. And we had teams at every one of those U.S. courts of appeal. And we spoke the declarations of God, the word of God, the decrees that I wrote, that God, I believe the Holy Spirit gave me. And then we did what we call spiritual warfare. We said, this is your judgment. This is your sentence. And it's time. You're gone. God's kingdom's coming in now. So I'm not the changer. I'm just the vessel. We're just the vessels, Doug. But God says, if it's time to do something, I'm going to believe him. You think Elijah, when God told him to go stand up against 850 prophets, you think it wasn't his day to say, yes, sir, I'll do it. He did. And look what happened. It started the fall of Ahab and Jezebel. I believe it's no different today. Yes, Jesus came. We're in Christ. We have everything available. But he came to bring his kingdom and to start it forever. And if we don't understand it, and if we think it's just future, we're not going to do a darn thing here on the earth. We're just going to wait till we're done, until we're gone. We think it's future. That's not true. His kingdom is rolling if we can just see it, Doug.
If I could jump in here real quick, Eric, if you could, click down there on the bottom where it says active faith, because this is where we got this from Steve Hemphill, this whole idea of staking and everything that we got on. It's from a website, active-faith.org. And it's exactly what Randy has been prescribing that we do, that we go to these places, city councils, schools, churches, entrances into your city, and we go and prayer walk and declare God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords over that area. And then you drive a stake in the ground, you stake it and say, this, we just reclaimed this property for the cause of Christ. Now, folks, you can laugh all you want to. Laugh all you want to. We believe Randy organized this with his decrees and everything. If we could, you can find the Liberty Action Network, that when we went and we prayer walked that and we put our feet on that ground where he told us to put our feet and we read those declarations, it's up to God to be a man of his word. We declared what he said. It's up to him to keep his word, because if his word is no good, his name is no good. And Doug, you know this. We went down and Randy's idea, we staked and prayer walked the Georgia Guidestones, and lo and behold, what happened? Folks, you know what happened, right? Those things came tumbling down. We don't know what caused it. We didn't have any FBI. We didn't do it. We didn't do anything of that other than we went and delivered a prayer bomb. We went there and we prayed it and we staked it and reclaimed that territory for the cause of Christ. And I get up one morning and I turn on my computer and the Georgia Guidestones were blasted to smithereens. Maybe by a lightning bolt. Nobody knows what it was. But see, folks, this is just being obedient to what the Lord told us to do. Every place you put your foot, we give it to you as an inheritance. Now, let me stop a minute and we'll kick it back to you, Doug. Folks, we don't need some strong spiritual bug of sky to do this. You can do it. Randy's a concrete man, right? JR's retired. Craig's a fireman. I'm a coach. I take my wife with me. We go do this stuff, right? But folks, listen, men, if we don't begin to take Christianity seriously against the forces of darkness, we're never going to reclaim this country. So that's my spiel there. Doug, come on back in there, brother. I feel like I'm taking over your show.
I'm glad, Coach, because you're on the front lines of this. You're the man behind these movements of action. And we could talk really all program long about the problems, about the issues, but and by the way, folks, do this. Stake your own property with your family. Yep. Okay.
Stake your house. My goodness, yes. Folks.
Yes. We've done this and I'll tell you something. There's something different after you do that. I'm gonna leave that there. But what really,
Doug, I walked our property and I took my grandchildren with me. Can you imagine that, friends? I took my little grandkids with there and we kneeled at each corner, pounded a stake in there and declared that our property belonged to Almighty God and that evil spirits weren't welcome in there. You talk about a lesson to the young kids. Folks, you can poo-hoo it, laugh about it all you want to. I believe the Lord said to do it, and I believe that if we do it, he'll do his part.
And you know, it's such a simple thing to do. Okay, anyone can do this. But also, what really blew my mind and blew some granite was when you folks staked the Georgia Guidestones. Yep. And I think within less than 2 weeks, I don't know.
It's amazing.
Yeah, gone. Boom. For whatever reason. And you know, to me, you guys did that.
Yeah. Doug, how about this one, Doug? They didn't even do an investigation.
No.
They came in 2 days later, and they brought bulldozers, and they scraped that whole thing up, and they put it in a dump truck, and do you understand, folks? A monument was blown to smithereens, and they didn't even do an investigation to see what happened. Didn't do it.
You won't find that in Wikipedia, by the way. But
you won't. That's right, brother. And I tell you this, we called down fire from heaven, right? Called down fire from heaven. Hey, real quickly, Randy, if you could talk a little bit about the decrees. So when we go, we have a list of things that you've written that people declare. God said this and we say this, and God said this and we say this. And so we take the word of God. We don't just prayer walk it. We take the word of God and embed the word of God in those stakes when we pound them in. Could you explain a little bit of that, Randy?
Yeah, Coach. We've got three pages. This is what I call it, our field manual. I made it simple, but it's the first page is called the declarations. It's basically saying this is what God is declaring. And then the second page is I've got down 17 different decrees. And what they are just statements of fact.
Just read a couple, Randy. Just read a couple of those decrees.
Okay. Number five, all present and past unlawful and unrighteous precedent laws are null and void.
Amen, brother.
Amen. You know, number nine, all systems of unequal justice are hereby cursed and no longer sustainable. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
I mean, this is simple stuff, but it's somebody going into that second heaven in the spirituals and telling those hierarchies and those principalities up there, God says, you're done. You're done. This is all coming back. Justice and righteousness is going to come back to this judicial system. And Coach, we're doing this in Oklahoma. Hey, since that time, Doug, I realized there's something about this. This is powerful. So our little teams here in Oklahoma, we've got 37 courts, county courthouses covered in my state since
last
time.
Folks, you understand what Randy's telling you? He went to 37 different courthouses in different counties, and they've already staked 37 different courthouses in the state of Oklahoma.
And we've got 77, so we're just right at halfway. And we're knocking out three at a time usually now, so we're learning. We've got a lot better at this. We're efficient. We've become a little, you know, really very a militant army, you know, in the spirit. We're not violent. We don't have any tools where we're tearing up things. We're going in there with our voice and our feet, and we're speaking to the evil, and we're saying, God sees you, and your days are numbered, and your days are coming down. You better repent or perish. And also, Doug, here's something. Almost every single courthouse, there's a cornerstone, a Masonic cornerstone.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wonder what that means. You know, so we're praying against the Masonic order and all these secret societies who are ruling and bribing the judges and running the system behind the scenes. No wonder we don't have justice, you know, but everyone that's evil, if they've got money and they're part of that system, they all get off, right? Well, we're figuring this out. Why do we have to be so, why does the church not do anything? I'll tell you why, Coach Doug, because they don't know how to be the boots on the ground. I learned through Coach how to be the boots on the ground, action. And that's the difference. We can do this. We can change our nation if we will get shod with the things of God and get on his armor and go do this. I'm telling you, it's happening right now. I see it every time. This is so amazing. Yes, anybody, Coach, that goes with us, and it's like, when are we going again? This is powerful. It's changing.
Hey, Doug, you remember when they said Elvis has left the building? The problem is the Holy Spirit's left the building, brother. Yep. Yep. And we got to take the Holy Spirit, and we got to push back. So, Doug, I appreciate you giving us this time. Folks, these are the things that we do at Coach Dave Live. We train, equip, and mobilize the saints. And then if Craig's doing something, we help Craig. If JR's doing something, we help JR. If Randy's doing something, we help. I could have brought on 10 more guys. I could have brought on 10 more people who are doing local actions. So, Doug, I thank you for giving us this platform to show exactly what we're doing and how we can win this battle.
Well, I thank you. And, Randy, I remember the time at Hillary's house. I felt something very something stirring. And, of course, the darkness there. But I thank you for what you do. I thank you for what you're doing now and continue to do. And folks, please support Randy Lunsford, the concrete guy from Oklahoma, of course, Amen. The Liberty Action Network. But Coach, hang with me just for a few more minutes here to wrap things up, because the nucleus of this, I believe the core of this, you know, is CoachDaveLive.com. And again, I want folks, people, go to CoachDaveLive.com. This is a taste of what you will get. The action behind Coach, the people behind him, the organization. Thank you, Coach, for organizing all of the subgroups that you're involved with, because you're a man of action.
What a coach does, isn't it, Doug? Hey, say, listen, we need a right tackle. Can you find the right tackle? I go find the right tackle. Hey, we need a punter. Anybody know? Yeah, I go find the punter. Doug, this is what our churches are supposed to be doing. And our pastors don't even get in the same huddle. They don't even run the same play. How do we expect to be able to win? So I don't claim any glory at all other than the Lord has directed my path, ordered me to be here to do what it is. And we're just trying to wake up Christians all around America and tell them you can make a difference right where you live. You connect with us, we'll help give you the tools to do it. We'll coach you through it. We'll walk you through it. We'll do whatever. I'm going to tell you something. You will go do one of these prayer walks and you will feel like Superman when it's over, because you will know that you have invaded enemy held territory and reclaimed it for the cause of Christ. So remember this, duty is ours. The result belongs to God. If he tells us to go prayer walk it, we go prayer walk it, and we sit back and we watch him do his thing. So that's what we're all about, Doug. And look, folks, I know Doug wouldn't mind if I'd say that. If everybody watching right now would send us $10.
Please.
Just go to Coach Dave Live and give us $10 a month, and then we get this money out to all these guys that are doing all this stuff. I don't have a church. We don't have a congregation. We have like a Hagman family. $10 ain't nothing. My goodness, if we could get a bunch of people giving us $10 a month. Thank you for letting me say that, Doug.
Oh, no, and I encourage everyone to support CoachDaveLive.com. Again, a better steward of your tithes, your donations, your contributions. You can't find a better steward than Coach Dave, America's coach. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart. And let's support not just Coach, but everyone that you saw today. Let's support them. I should know better than chew a lozenge when I'm on air. But yeah. Anyway,
we support them. We help them financially as well. So
yeah,
understand that. We're all in this together, man. We're all in this together.
And you know, again, this platform and yours is much more than talking about the problems, but addressing the solutions. And that's what you do. And I thank you for that. Amen. Coach, amen, Doug. God bless you, man. I appreciate your time and effort in putting this together. Really, all credit goes to Coach Dave for putting this together. It was fantastic, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, Doug, just doing my job, right, dude? Huh? I appreciate the pat on the back, but I'm just doing my job.
And you do it
amazing.
Well.
Amazing what we could get done if we didn't care who got the credit, isn't it, Doug?
There you go. There you go. It doesn't matter, but thank you for all you do. Coach, God bless. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Man, I'll tell you why. Eric the Tech is fantastic. You know, most platforms that do this, what you just saw, have at least three people behind the scenes. I got one. We have one. Well, we're a team. Coach, or Eric the Tech, of course, is the man. And he needs like three other sets of arms because of all the buttons. If you see his workstation, it looks like something from Star Trek. I'm telling you, I'm not allowed to touch any buttons. He says, no, don't touch buttons.
You know what? I've never told this story on air.
Okay. Oh, no, no.
When I was younger,
okay,
I went to a basketball tournament called Word of Life. And that man, Coach Dave Dobbemeyer, led me to rededicate my life. And now I'm here.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, Eric. Man, huh? Another player in the game, baby.
Coach, I did not know that.
Amazing. Well, Eric, God bless
you. What impact you have.
Huh? Golly, who knows? Bless, thank you, Eric. That encourages me. You never know, right? We're seed planters and we water. That's all we do. One man plants, another man waters, and God gives the increase. So,
wow.
All glory to God.
Yeah, I was about 13 years old.
My goodness.
So, wow, that's so good to know, and I think God has a plan for all of us, and there it is. There it is right there.
Worcester, Ohio.
Worcester, Ohio.
Wow. Unbelievable. Oh, Worcester, Ohio. I was just up there yesterday, believe it or not. Wow.
Wow, fabulous.
It humbles me. Thanks.
By the way, thanks for sharing that, Eric, because you know, a lot of people want to know more about you and want to see you. So, but that to me, yeah, that to me tells a story about Coach.
Doug, without blowing my own horn, I'm alive in person, man. I'm alive. I tell it like it is. I don't take any prisoners, and I don't care if it hurts somebody's feelings. And you know what I know? Men in particular need to hear that. Men in particular need to be challenged. And yeah, isn't it funny that something deep got inside Eric when he heard it? Because it's a no compromise, baby. We're in a war for sure.
We are. And like I said before, we are in a war and we better act like it and mentally prepare and be prayed up and be righteous, walking in the word and be obedient to God. And that's my take on things. So with what you produced today, Coach, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And folks, really support Coach Dave, CoachDaveLive.com. Please go there, bookmark the website. Take part of the huddle in the morning. Fantastic, fantastic group of people, fantastic leadership through CoachDaveLive.com. And again, Coach, thank you. Wow. What a great show, folks. That'll do it. Go to HagmanPI.com for all of the links for today. Open up the title page for today's show, and there you have it. And all my thanks to all the guests, Coach Dave, and, of course, J.R. Harrison, Craig Mickle, and Randy Lunsford. God bless all of you. Folks, have a great day. Thanks for your belief and your trust. God bless.